SLC Radio Players present Mystery, This is the Place, an ongoing series of mysteries set in Utah and solved by that eccentric professor, Conrad Middleton. Today's episode, The Abracadabra Man.
So, in conclusion, what young means to imply
You know, if the situation were reversed, I wouldn't hesitate
to tell me now. Enjoy the lunch, Professor.
And who said there is no such thing as a free lunch?
Good afternoon, Professor Middleton.
Good afternoon, Lenny.
Me.
May I get you
something?
How bizarre. How utterly bizarre.
So you survived lunch with your mother?
Yes, and thank you, Atwood.
For?
For making me go, for making me do the right thing.
So what's the punchline?
I do appreciate it.
Why the serious demeanor all of a sudden?
My mother was on Main Street Plaza today and she saw God. There was a disturbance.
Start over, she Professor, could have been... please.
The demonstrators were
Well,
out
madam,
in
force. I have a fondness for cigars, but I know when to take it out of my mouth.
Very good, Professor, but I believe the line is, I love my cigar too, but I take it out of my mouth once in a while.
Oh, Sigmund, my faithful feline companion who does not talk back.
We're live at Main Street Plaza, where earlier today a man was stabbed during an outbreak of violence between members of the LDS Church and protesters. So far, police have acknowledged the man is in serious condition at the University of Utah Hospital. The name has not yet been released, but police have taken a protester into custody. And as preposterous as this may sound, the accused has simply given his name as God.
Oh.
Reporting live from Main Street Plaza.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Okay, now for $1 million, Sigmund, your answer is... Do you want to use one of your 9 lifelines? Final answer... No, I'm sorry, it's not Julius Caesar from Macbeth, Act 5. Okay, one more. Oh, happy dagger, this is thy sheath. There, rust and let me die. Absolutely correct, Sigmund, Romeo and Juliet. Bravo, my feline scholar, and for your just rewards, a tasty whisker biscuit cat treat. My constant companion, you are welcome. Oh, to sleep, perchance, to dream. There's the rubber.
Radio live from the Matheson Courthouse in downtown Salt Lake City.
Good morning, Professor. Have you heard the news? Your mother got away from that demonstration just in time. Your friend the judge has the case. It's on now. Listen.
The victim was subsequently identified.
Well, it's been quite an afternoon.
The defendant...
Well, Professor, it seems like you have another mystery to solve.
Truth will come to light. Murder cannot be hid long.
Merchant of Venice.
Very good, Atwood. Very good. Cat treat? Ow.
There you go, Professor. If you'd like, I'll stay here while you interview this clown.
Perhaps. Well, we'll be fine. But I'd like to interview you one more time. It's about those voices you hear. And when did you first start hearing?
Good evening, Professor. The judge, the coach, the usual suspects await you in the card room. They mentioned you might be interviewing God. You know, the papers have started calling you the Grand Inquisitor.
Clever boys and girls, those reporters. Think how good they could be with real jobs. My usual, please?
Blanton's or Hemlock?
Unless you're telling me, and don't, that my mother has joined the game. Blanton's.
You're late, Conrad. Working with God, or perhaps... Overtime with Atwood.
Well, as you know, Judge, the jury is still out on whether working with Atwood is a gift from God or the wrath of God.
Well, what was the result of the interview?
All in good time. Deal me in, boys.
Call.
I'll raise 50.
All right.
I'll see the raise. I'll add 150 on top of that just to make it interesting. 200 to you, Professor.
Well, I'll see your 200 and raise you 300, Judge. Oh, and by the way, God is sane.
Well, God may be sane, Conrad, but your hand is not. I'll call. Let's see what you've got.
Aces and eights. Read 'em and weep, boys. Come to daddy.
Not so fast, Middleton. Appropriately, a dead man's hand. No resurrection for you, Professor. Three kings.
Three kings? Well hidden, Judge. Thank God the court fees will cover this loss.
This is a pro bono, Professor.
I object.
Overruled.
Lenny, another!
Professor, I have the unfortunate duty to inform you.
What, that I'm cut off?
Your mother's on the phone. She says it's important.
Well, tell her you need more money, Conrad.
That's very funny, boys, very funny. Lenny, tell my mother I'm on my way.
Yes, Professor.
But first, lads, deal me in for one more hand. I'm feeling lucky.
All right. Yeah, right.
I got here as soon as I could.
You call 30 minutes soon.
Let me make you a Manhattan, Mom, and let's start over.
Good morning, Professor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Edward.
How's your mother doing?
This entire business with the Main Street Plaza murder has Mother incredibly upset. She's had these recurring dreams. I saw her last night after my...
Now get on that computer...
I've got a call to make.
Conrad, I'm so nervous. I don't know why they'd ever put me on the stand.
Arnold Hoffman, I killed Arnold Hoffman, and I would do it again, as God is my witness.
Bailiff, place that man under arrest. Case dismissed.
Champagne for all. Oh, vintage apple juice for you, Atwood, and for you, Judge.
By the way, thanks for the help, Middleton.
Exactly, Atwood.
Professor Middleton's office.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Just one moment, please. Professor.
Yeah?
It's for you. There's a woman on the line who claims to know you. She says her husband has disappeared, and she keeps having this dream.
Mystery, This is the Place is brought to you by a grant from the Utah Arts Council. The Abracadabra Man was written by Jeff Metcalf and Howard Landa. It starred Max Robinson, Phil Reeson, Marilyn Holt, Carl Nelson, Brenda Sue Cowley, Christopher Miller, Brent Marshall, Peter Burrows, and Doug Fabrizio. Recorded and mixed at Metropolis Integrated Media, the sound engineer was Ken Kruckenberg. Sound design and music by Joe Payne. The show was directed by Joyce Cohen.